On Hawaii's Big Island, Mauna Loa, the world's largest active volcano, has erupted after nearly four decades of quiet. Oh, that's the sound of the bright orange lava. There's also the sight of plumes of gray ash. It's all so striking, and thankfully, while the images are dramatic, there hasn't been negative impact on residents. Bill Dorman is vice president and news director of Hawaii Public Radio in Honolulu. And, you know, Bill, as you well know, eruptions can be destructive. Hawaii has seen that. But this doesn't seem to be endangering anyone or any housing.
Aloha, Robin. That's right. It's continuing. The eruption's continuing today, as you say, the smoke and gas going into the air. But the lava's moving slowly and in a direction away from any populated areas. The scientists at Hawaiian Volcano Observatory knew that an eruption of some sort was coming. There had been a series of earthquakes around the summit back from early September. And they talk about rift zones, which are basically paths that lava can follow. One that would head to the south and west would be towards a populated area. One to the north and east would be away. And there's a lot of gratitude that it's heading away from people rather than toward.
Well, so it becomes something to see. And, you know, this is the first time Mauna Loa has erupted in 40 years. There's another smaller volcano that's also spewing, Kilauea. That's since September 2021. That's quite something to have the two. Are you hoping it draws people or worried that it will? Because we remember when Iceland had their volcano erupt in August, people got injured wandering around in, lava.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's the governor had a news conference yesterday and mentioned that exact point, and at first said that there may be some disruption, but then was asked to clarify, and he said, no, just go ahead. People should continue with their travel plans as usual. And again, the key is just that it's not around those populated areas.
Right.
But as you say, Kilauea itself is about 20 miles away from Mauna Loa. And that was the one back in 2018, you may remember, lava did go towards populated areas and some housing subdivisions, and that was quite a different story in terms of folks staying away.
Well, meanwhile, some native Hawaiians are celebrating this second eruption because it coincided with the day that England and France formally recognized the Hawaiian Kingdom as an independent nation. That was 1843. Here's a resident speaking to Hawaii News Now yesterday.
There's an overwhelming feeling of mana, of power, of strength flowing around the island. You feel it off of everybody.
And we understand, Bill, it's also a sacred place for many native Hawaiians. Wahi Kapu?
It absolutely is. And, you know, the woman speaking there used the word mana, which power is one way to think of that, but something that is just infused. And volcanoes, summits are sacred, volcanoes are sacred. Pele, the goddess of volcanoes and fire, very central figure in Hawaiian gods and goddesses. But that feeling of being close to the land and also of being humbled by the land, being humbled by nature, because the power of volcanoes is something to see and absorb right up close.
So be respectful of that if you come visit. Bill Dorman, Vice President and News Director of Hawaii Public Radio, thank you so much.
Thank you. Aloha, Robin.
Same to you.